This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. One of the Evergreen High School students who was shot and severely injured is improving. A hospital spokesperson says Matthew Silverstone is now in fair condition. Matthew had just turned 18 the day before the shooting. His uncle now calls him a hero. He shared cards from classmates sent to the hospital detailing how Matthew helped save their lives. The other student shot in the attack is still in serious condition. Officials have not released that student's identity. We have rain at lower elevations in Colorado today, but on some high peaks, there's already snow. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen has more on the weather outlook for this region in the months ahead.
Forecasters are predicting La Niña is likely to return this fall and early winter. Anthony Artusa is a meteorologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says La Niña generally means cool and wet weather for the Northwest and Northern Rockies.
Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, the Tetons, they're favored to see a bit more snow than usual.
Northwest Colorado also tends to benefit from La Niña winters. It's the opposite story for the Southwest U.S., which is predicted to see drier than normal conditions. For the in-between states like Utah and part of Nevada, storms can be a bit more episodic.
So you may get one event here, one event there.
But overall, Artusa says this is predicted to be a weak and short-lived La Niña. It means things are just a bit more uncertain. For the rest of fall, he says, expect warmer than normal temperatures, especially in the Southwest. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
This is CPR News and KRCC. A chilly and wet day along the Central Front Range with highs in the 50s today.